Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. And we are back. It's a beautiful Monday morning. The weather is my type of weather. It's gloomy. It's wet. It makes you slow down. I always tell people I truly despise the summer. The fall, spring, and the winter are the best seasons to me. The summertime is when people can't sit still. You feel you have to be doing something. Everyone's out because it's the best conditions, right? Yes, it's hot, but it's dry. And in the morning, it is like, so it's the best conditions, which means you're going to have more people than usual. And obviously, if you've been listening a while, you know I'm going to tie that into today's podcast. You know that I am. No matter, anyone that goes to the gym frequently knows, if you go at 6 and you go at 9, it's two very different things. 6 o'clock is going to be you and the other people that got up at 5 to be there at 6. 9 o'clock, you can roll out of bed by 7:30 and get there by you can roll out of bed by 8. And the bottom line is, if you want to be separate, there's a cost. If you want to be in the crowd, there's a cost. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. And so many times when I say in the crowd, that does not mean you're a follower. And being separate does not mean that you're not connected. We are in this time where, like, if you say, is the dog blue? We have to have a think piece on not only is the dog blue or isn't it blue or is it not blue, but also what type of dog, why we're asking about this dog, the history of the dog, and the mother of the dog, and the dad of the dog, and why the dog. We just can't ask, is the dog blue, yes or no? I've been told so many times, oh, you're just going to make me say yes or no to something. And it's like, well, sometimes there isn't multiple. Hey, did I just drop this piece of paper, yes or no? Well, there is no well. Did you see me drop it, yes or no? But that's considered like, oh, you're backing me into a corner. So it's just like, I guess what I'm saying, guys, is, are we too deep, too focused, and too goal-driven? And are we at a place where we are so focused and goal-driven, and we're using so much hyperbole, and we want to be deep so much that we have forgotten easy? Has it been preached so much? And I'm one of them. The grind is ugly. Has it been preached and hijacked so much how you have to grind, struggle, focus, that we have forgotten it is okay to sit your butt down and watch a movie? It's okay to sit with your kids and laugh. And I'm gonna tell you, Let's go straight in the parrot corner. Let's go right in the parrot corner. Everything's going to blend. Let's go right in the parrot corner. Parents, it is okay to play with your children. It is okay that they're not on a 24-hour schedule. It is okay that you don't just tell them, oh, go in the room and relax. Hey, get on YouTube for the next 5 hours. Sit them down, put on a movie, and
y'all, come sit down. We're going to watch this.
I don't care if you don't want to do it. It's what we're going to do. We still eat at the table for dinner. Lunch, we eat at the table. We don't eat in rooms. We don't eat on the couch. We eat at tables. Why? We're already disconnected. We don't got time to be even more in the home to be disconnected. I'm looking at my own life. I know that when you hit a certain age, you feel like you want to be by yourself. You want to make decisions for yourself. And I've been clear on, sometimes we want to be so individual. My last pod, independently sad. If you haven't listened, go listen to it. And we're going to go right into that. Independence. I know that eventually my children will want independence from me and their mother. I know that. It is going to happen.
I've watched it happen with one of my children. It changes. The dynamics change. And as much as the child, children, they, them, and their, L and B, as much as they rely on us, parents have to admit sometimes we rely on them for them needing us. We get so annoyed by the dad, mom, 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 dad, grandma, auntie. But like, we don't know who we are without it. What do you do when you don't have it? Oh, some say, well, I'll go do. Yeah, but then if you're in it, well, what are they doing? Who are they with? Okay. Are they? They know they got to do this, but that's what you're thinking. Parenting is not just when they're in front of you, man. Parenting is more. I talk to kids all the time, and I tell them physical bullying, right? It is a rare case that someone goes to school every day and gets beat up. Why? Why is it rare, you say? Well, because if someone's getting beat up, that's more visible. That has a better chance of being stopped, seen, or heard. Now, verbal, cyber, spiritual, emotional bullying, it doesn't have that. You can do that to someone and they keep staring at me. And you're like, no, they're not staring at you. No, I'm telling you, they're staring at me. And one would say, well, it's just a stare. It's like, yeah, but a stare could turn into a stab. A stab could turn into a... It all starts from that stare. In the words of Beanie Siegel, your handshake ain't matching your smile. Like, it ain't... Okay, I see you shaking your hand. Yeah, we shaking hands. But I'm looking at your face. It don't look like... In the words of Drake, sick of awkward exchange with people that toast and look away. They're not happy for you. And I'm telling you, we are also dependent on people we know ain't good for us. But they've been around. Yeah, they hate on me every now and then. but I mean, that's such and such. Hey, man, I'm here to tell y'all. We've been preached that being independent is the goal, not union, independence. It has robbed us of families. It has robbed us of marriages. It has robbed us of friendship. Forget all that. Friendship. Well, that was my friend for 30 years, but I had to do what's best for me because, you know, they disagree with me and you know, they weren't loyal. Man, I don't want loyalty. I dang near don't even want respect. I'm at the point I don't want anything. Like, if I gotta ask you or you're telling me you're loyal, the chances are you aren't. And I'll just keep it off the... hey, man, I told you I'm gonna be a little different this year. And I'm gonna be more of myself. Last year, I pretty much found out that 95% of every single human being that was in my life was fraudulent. I'm going to just call it what it is. And I have no business and want no business with them moving forward. Period. It's not something that can be reconciled. It ain't something that I ponder about. It's just a reality. And we're even to a place in society where if you bring something up or you say something, people think like, man... Oh, it's like, nah, I ain't never said what I really wanted to say or did what I really wanted to do. But I am who I really am, which prevents me from doing those things. I like that, by the way. I like that. I like that connector right there because it's how I really feel. And the beauty of a podcast is you get to kind of, some things only come out on the pod. Like, you can think there's a plan in place of what I'm going to talk about, how I'm going to go about it. But when you press play and you press record and you really don't know all the time, similar to like a basketball game, football game, you can plan all you want. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather like Andre 3000 said. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you cannot predict the weather. So guys, this pod is a pod about nothing, but a pod about everything. Because... I know that y'all are feeling it out there. I know that we're longing for connection out there.
There's a lot of married people that are completely disconnected. There's a lot of people that are completely disconnected and see each other every single day of their lives. And that's scarier than anything. Trust me. So, if you're out there and you're feeling lonely, you're feeling disconnected, start small. Go where you want to be embraced. And what I mean by that is, if you like cats, find a cat club and go rock with them people that love cats. Don't care if the dog lovers don't like you. If you like hoop, join a gym. Start playing basketball in the gym. Over time, you'll meet a partner. You'll meet a homegirl. Go where you want to be embraced. And sometimes, go where they don't embrace you. That's good for you too. That's good for you too. Sometimes it's good to get hot. And sometimes it's important to get cold. And in the words of Rick Ross, stay freezing. A gentleman said, I've been waiting outside for you in the cold, 30 degree weather in the cold. Do you have any advice to a young black man on how he can be successful moving forward in entrepreneurship? Rick Ross told him to stay freezing. And that sounded a lot like the grind is ugly. And whether you like that or not, it is the truth. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere. And there's beauty in it. Thank you for listening to Grind is Ugly podcast. Have a beautiful week. I am your host, Kyle Allen.